AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Chelsea Handler.
Desk. I hope you enjoyed this week as much as I did, but if you didn't, feel free to tweet me. My handle is at Ellen DeGeneres. We have another excellent show for you tonight because if you didn't know this already, Thursdays are the best days. They're like Fridays for people who work 4-day weeks. So let's get into the headlines. To kick things off with a heartwarming story tonight. As a woman, it's always nice to see a father spending real quality time with their daughter, especially when they are such a busy career man.
Kim Jong-un, dictator and family man, brought his daughter and wife to the military parade, which featured more intercontinental ballistic missiles than ever before.
Believed to be called Jue, maybe 9 or 10 years old, this is the fifth public event for Kim's daughter since November, the only one of his children to be shown in public, fueling speculation he may be grooming her for succession.
At elementary school age, she already outranks a room full of senior military officers.
I didn't know that Kim Jong-un had a daughter. And judging from this photo, it looks like he's got another bun in the oven. Yes, this girl is speculated to become Kim's successor. Who would have ever thought that North Korea would have a female leader before America? She's a minority. I have to say, I am so sick of these Nepo babies. First, we have Lily Rose Depp and then Willow Smith, and now this girl? Whatever happened to becoming a nuke-wielding tyrant on merit? You know how many girls are out there working hard, learning how to fire missiles and starve an entire population who will never have an opportunity to lead a regime? Also, to all the men out there who think fedoras are cute, I want you to know that this is what you look like. It is not a good look, especially when you're shaped like a giant Cabbage Patch Kid. Let's move on to the man who invented Cabbage Patch Kids, George Santos. Earlier this week, he was roasted at the State of the Union by Utah Senator and Silver Fox Mitt Romney. And apparently, Georgie didn't appreciate it. Meanwhile, Santos is firing back at Senator Mitt Romney after they clashed at the State of the Union. Romney said Santos should be embarrassed and should have sat in the back and stayed quiet.
It's not the first time in history that I've been told to shut up and go to the back of the room, especially by people who come from a privileged background. And I think it's reprehensible that the senator would say such a thing to me in the demeaning way he said it. It wasn't very Mormon of him. That's what I can tell you.
First of all, you can't complain about people coming from a privileged background when you dress like young Sheldon. You're saying that wasn't very Mormon? Mitt Romney is so Mormon that whatever he does is the Mormon thing to do. He is the king of the Mormons. All Mormons are mad at you right now, and as a Jewish person, I'm going to take a leap of faith and speak on behalf of all Jews and say, we're mad at you too. Even the Dalai Lama is like, oh, this motherfucker? I like how he says it's not the first time he's been told to go to the back of the room. It sounded like he was about to say, African Americans like me were told to go to the back for years, but we said no. At the same time, though, George Santos is an absolute bitch, and I love it. I'm gonna miss him. I'm gonna miss him when he's in prison in 2 months. Let's move on to the latest way that dumb people are spending their lives.
People will do just about anything for clicks on social media, but this is really stupid. Jumping from the highest point possible and intentionally landing in the water with a belly flop.
It's a stunt so terrifying, they're calling it death diving. It's extreme belly flopping, and ouch, does it hurt? The higher the jump, the more the clicks. This guy is jumping off a roof into a pool, belly first. This video alone has nearly 44 million views. Watch as she throws herself off of a platform 81 feet in the air. Experts say definitely don't do it.
There's potential for a lot of injuries. They could crack a rib, their internal organs could separate.
This trend was brought to you by White Claw. The preferred drink for white people who want to do stupid shit. And by the way, I don't want to nitpick the way people are trying to kill themselves, but it's not really a belly flop unless you spread your arms out like this. I see you guys tucking in at the last second. Do you want to separate your internal organs or don't you? I love how experts say, definitely don't do it. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. And by the way, you guys don't have to push things this far to go viral. You can just ski down a mountain topless like I do. That gets plenty of clicks. On the other hand, if all the young, hot, blonde women want a belly flop to their deaths, have fun, because it's less competition for me. And finally, let's move on to our big international story for the week, the impending Cold War between Joe Biden and Xi and China.
The massive recovery effort now underway. Unmanned underwater vehicles seeking out wreckage from the balloon's huge technology bay, the size of 3 buses. Those vehicles also searching for possible explosives. A senior U.S. official tells me the balloon had a self-destruct capability. As the U.S. collects debris and with it information, China today declaring the airship does not belong to the United States, but to China. The Biden administration making it clear they're not getting it back.
F*** you, China. You sent the balloon over here to spy on us. We found it, and now it's ours. You don't get to demand that we return it, just like the guy who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband doesn't get his hammer back. You guys, but I'm not scared about the supposed explosive self-destructing capability on a balloon. All balloons have a self-destructing capability. It's called deflating. Also, it doesn't belong to us. I'm sorry, China, but that's confusing, okay? Usually when you release things, it's for the entire world to enjoy, like COVID. For more on the balloon cleanup, we go now to Michael Costa at the scene of the wreckage. Michael, what's going on, Michael?
Chelsea, I'm here in the debris field, which is 7 miles wide, and it just keeps expanding. One thing experts have learned during this cleanup is that water moves.
So how is the recovery going?
Not great. You know, it's hard to distinguish the spy balloon debris from debris like this that just seems to always be in the ocean. It's sad, but there's absolutely nothing we can do about it.
Well, is there any way that we would ever have to give any piece of the balloon back to China?
How dare you, Chelsea? Okay. America has full rights to the balloon under the historic doctrine of finders keepers, which, of course, was later amended to include losers weepers. However, under UN law, if America fails to declare no backsies, China can call dibs, provided that before they launched the balloon, they licked it.
Okay, well, thank you for your legal expertise, Michael. One last question. How much longer will the recovery take?
It might be a while. I mean, the search is being hampered by all the TikTokers who are death diving into this debris field. And the Navy is doing... God damn it. Come on, guys. I'm doing a report. You know what really pisses me off, Chelsea? Is that they're not even belly flopping. They're tucking in at the last second.
That's what I was saying!
I know! It's like they don't even want to separate their internal organs. God damn it! Oh my God. Look what I found. I think I found a piece of the balloon. Hey, Navy guys, is this something?
Be careful, Michael. That might be the self-destructing part of the balloon they were talking about.
The self-destructing part of the what?
Well, I'm sure he'll be okay. Michael Costa, everyone! All right, when we come back, I'll have some of my favorite comedians on to talk more about the news.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Out there to talk about, and to help me talk through them, I've brought in some friends. Please welcome Atsuko Okatsuka, Rosebud Baker, and Bob the Drag Queen. Okay.
Is there a camera there?
Oh my God. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Atsuko. How are you?
I'm good. Let's talk stories.
Well, we have some stories. We have one of the Kardashians, Kourtney, who's the most, I guess, untouched one, I would say, right? Kourtney is coming out with a vaginal gummy. Ooh. So you take the... I'm confused about whether you put the gummy in your mouth or straight directly into your Pikachu, but it's supposed to improve the smell and taste of your Pikachu. And then it tastes like pineapple. So that's... I don't know if that's even possible to put a gummy. I wouldn't even want that flavor. I would want like Arctic Blast, you know?
Yeah.
Something minty fresh.
Something that's going to surprise some people.
Here's my issue. What if you like the original taste? Instead of a gummy that makes your pussy taste like pineapples, I want a seasoning that makes my salad taste like pussy.
I'm sick of products like this. I'm just like, just hold your nose and go down on me. Just shut up. Grow up. Well,
also, first of all, just a regular shower will do it most of the time. You know what I mean? We don't have to get fancy with this.
Hey, okay. I think I'm the only one that's like, I need this. I want this. Okay, hold on. Also, they know this, it makes it taste better for sure. Can you imagine? There was a taste tester. Right? There was a person at their company being like, no more vitamin C, more pineapple. You know what I mean?
Nice work if you can get it. I mean, the line outside for that job is like, let me tell you.
It's not that long.
No. I feel like you have to check back in. Isn't she the one married like Travis Scott? We have to check, or Travis, what's his name, Barker? We have to check back in to find out if it works in like 6 days. We see what he says about it.
Well, he seems like he's so in love with her. He doesn't care what kind of smell or taste is coming out of any orifice. I mean, those two are like inside of each other every time you see them on TV.
If they come out with a Dave's Hot Chicken version, I really want to be on the testing round for that one.
I also already do this. I already eat my yogurt with fruit. So this whole time, I could have been doing it on the other end. I've been doing it for free, Courtney.
Whitney Houston is releasing a new album. I'm confused by this. This keeps happening. Tupac did this. He started this trend. People releasing albums after they die.
I think Beethoven's releasing something next week, too.
Yeah.
I thought ABBA was releasing, because they were nominated for the Grammys this past week, and I was like, ABBA? I thought they had crossed over as well. I didn't realize that they're still alive and well.
Are you a media crossover? Are you Teresa Caputo? Oh, there's an artist on the other side.
I thought they had passed on.
So it's gospel. It's a gospel album with 6 previously unreleased songs. So it will be new material. Again, very surprising.
Yeah, it's called Go to the Rock, and I was like, honestly, I was ready for her like lesbian pride album called Go to the Cubbyhole. That's one. One of the songs sounds like a lesbian pride song. One of the songs is called. It's called Hold On, Help Is On The Way, which is a story about a lesbian helping a gay guy kill a spider.
I think Go to the Rock is a great name for, like, Hunter Biden's book.
In a Japanese zoo, they figured out that a female monkey got pregnant despite being separated from all the male monkeys. So when they investigated this situation, they found a hole in the wall. And so this is the first ever monkey glory hole, I guess.
Yeah.
And now the couple is living together and they're going to raise their baby when they have the baby.
See, that's where they messed up. That's where they messed up. Because I feel like she should be so lucky. Like, we should all be so lucky. You know, most of us have to get pregnant watching a man c-
As soon as I heard a monkey got pregnant in a room by itself, I was like, I promise you, Nick Cannon visited that zoo. Anyone with anything with a uterus within 100 square yards of Nick Cannon will get pregnant, I promise you.
Every unwanted pregnancy should be blamed on Nick Cannon. Right?
I think these monkeys sound fun. Like, so in confinement, they found a hole. I mean, and I heard the other monkey was a different, like, kind of monkey, too.
Ooh, interracial monkey porn.
Yes, interracial love. Aren't we for it?
Yes, we are. Thank you guys for being here so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, because when we come back, Lea and Michelle will be joining me on the show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva, also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an Emmy and Grammy nominated actor and singer in the Broadway revival of Funny Girl, which is breaking box office records, and the cast album landed at number one on the Billboard charts. Please welcome Lea Michele.
For you, this is so cool.
Oh.
And you're just nailing it. You're so good.
Oh,
so good.
Thank you. Thank you. How many people here have seen Funny Girl? Okay, well, not enough. You all need to see this play. I went to your play last night, and yeah. I have to say it was one of those classic Broadway experiences that I haven't had in a few years. You are incredible.
Thank you.
And there are a lot of people who are famous, but you are really, really talented.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hard work.
Well, obviously, it's hard work, but it takes a lot of talent to even execute that. I mean, there's dancing, there's singing, you're funny. It's a comedy.
I was so nervous because I heard you might be there, and then I saw you, and I was like, anybody who's just like, you know, and so funny and so gifted in the way that you are, like, you and Chris Rock are the two people I was the most nervous having in the audience.
Oh, well, that's sweet, I guess. I mean, I have to tell you, when I got up during intermission, I went to go get a Diet Coke, and everyone was coming up to me. Like, every gay person in the theater was coming up to me to tell me how amazing. They're like,
I love that.
They're like, can you believe it? How amazing is she? And I'm like, I'm not her mother.
Yeah,
like,
what? Everyone send all of your comments and concerns and everything to Chelsea. She speaks for me now.
Yes, yes. DM me at Ellen DeGeneres.
That's a good bit.
So I know that you came into this play while it was already up and running.
Yeah.
So I have to know, like, how long it took you to prepare for this.
Oof.
And what, I mean, the schedule must be...
It's an unbelievable schedule, and anybody working, I mean, anybody on Broadway is working so incredibly hard. It's 8 shows a week. I do 7 shows a week. I had, I think, something like 6 weeks to learn everything. It's about 15 songs, 22 costume changes, something like 7 to 10 wig changes. It's a lot. And mid my rehearsal process, I was told that I had to start sooner than I thought. And so it was a really intense experience, but I did feel as prepared as I could for my first night. I just wanted to make all the quick changes happen and not walk on stage naked. That was like my biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so much fun to watch. I was sitting there and I was with my niece on one side and a friend of mine on the other side, and I was just smiling so hard, like my cheeks hurt, like I was on ecstasy or something.
Good.
I was like, oh my God, this is so joyous. And everyone, and you got so many standing ovations in the middle of your songs.
Thank
like
you.
That's so beautiful to see for a performer.
It's by far the most incredible experience I've had as a performer on stage in a work environment. I'm having truly the time of my life.
That's nice. Because last time I saw you, I haven't seen you in a few years.
I know.
And the last time since I've seen you last, you've got married and had a baby.
Yes, I know. I have a husband and a baby. And it does, leaving my son, he was just 2 when I started the show. And it's hard. It's hard for any parent going to work. But I literally went from being home every single day to then going to work and being at work all the time. And it's tough, but there is something also so amazing about coming home and like having that family life that I never had while I was working. It's really grounding, and I'm so grateful for it.
Well, that's great, because I'll never know what that feeling
is. Oh, come
on! No, I mean, by choice.
Move to New York.
Well,
move to, you know, we were talking about it.
Yeah,
come to the city.
I've never lived in New York City.
The vibe here is good.
It is good.
It
the vibe
is.
Here is
yeah.
good, you guys. I agree.
Maybe that's the case. You know? That's the...
So tell me, like, how has it changed? Because you've done so many Broadway plays when you were younger, yeah. right? I mean, that's kind of how you got discovered. For
I did my first Broadway show when I was 8 years old, totally unplanned. I just kind of walked into it, and then I continued working until I was 23. And then I left to go to LA, and I did, you know, Glee out there and other TV shows, and never really planned on coming back to New York. And then it was the pandemic that brought us home, because this is where our families are. And yeah, I'm back on Broadway after 15 years. And it's wild having been gone for so long and jumping back into this schedule. And, you know, when you're doing television, you're doing new material every day. It's a new script, it's a new storyline. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing every day. And there's something as an artist that's really exciting about that. It's like, how do you make that new, and how do you bring your own excitement to it every night?
How do you?
I mean, it really depends on how I'm feeling. I'll have a day where I'm in a really upbeat mood and I lean into the humor, and that really is what gives me the energy. And then there are days when I need to kind of work some stuff out, and that's what I lean into, more of the emotion and the drama.
And what are you saying to yourself? Like, what does a person say before you walk out into a theater like that big, having to perform for that?
Dear God, please God, you should see me before the show. I'm like praying. I'm like, oh my God. But I also think, like, if there is a show to can you say that on the Daily Show?
I don't see why not.
If there is a show to mess up, I like, this is the one, because it's like, I feel so comfortable turning to the audience and just being like, well, here we go. That didn't work out. Let's try it again from the top. But it's there's nothing like it. There's nothing like live theater, and I love it so much. This honest dream come true that so many people have known that I've really waited so long to play this part. And the fact that I'm doing it, I still, every single night, I'm like, I cannot believe I'm doing this and that people are enjoying it. And it's the most incredible cast of incredible, hardworking actors and performers. And we really have fun in the midst of doing what is a very challenging job. And making an album in the midst of also doing all of our shows and having it do so well is just another great gift.
Yeah, well, good for you. Everybody needs to go see Funny Girl. It's playing now on Broadway at the August Wilson Theater. And we're going to be right back and take a quick break before that.
Thank you.
Thanks, baby.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Absolute honor to be the first Jewish female host of The Daily Show. But now it is time for something a little different. Sarah Silverman will be here next week. And if you want to catch more of me, I have a new Netflix special called Revolution that is streaming now. And I'm going on tour and coming to a city near you. So check the link below for dates.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.